Welcome to the second episode of the weekly podcast from the Mattoon Public Library. I'm Carl Walworth, the library director. As we talked about last week, the podcast is designed to showcase people, places, and things related to the Mattoon region, the library, and ways the library works to spark ideas, enrich lives, and strengthen our community. Today, we're talking with students from the Mattoon Middle School, as well as Ed Dowd of the Mattoon Chamber of Commerce, about the upcoming Our Town Mattoon event, which is the week of July the 10th in and around Mattoon. The students are going to describe and talk about the event the library is having in Heritage Park when Channel 3 is here on Friday the 14th from 5 to 7. Our middle school volunteer students are going to be talking about robots they've programmed, and they're going to be working with younger children, ages in the age range of 4 to 7, and show them some cool things that the robots can do. So we look forward to seeing you all out at Heritage Park on Friday the 14th. We're going to start with Ed, who's the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce. Ed, welcome.
Welcome, Carl.
Ed, let's talk just a little bit about Our Town. I know we have an Our Town event every few years, and I know you work directly with the folks at Channel 3. Tell us a little bit about the program and the purpose.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the Our Town Mattoon. Our Mattoon has been home to me for 17 years, and I'm just thrilled to be able to promote the town. So what they did is they approached us, and they asked us, what are some things that make Mattoon unique? And they asked for 25 story ideas. I came up with quite a few that I think really highlight Mattoon and, you know, showcase what we're all about. One of the things, of course, is we started out as a train town, and Mattoon, the actual namesake, started was with the Erie and Alton Railroad, and it was named after him because we were known for trains. And as everyone knows, the train depot has been here since the early 1900s. It's just an exciting historical part of Mattoon, and we have a museum down in the train depot, so I mentioned that. We have a lot of different historical benefits going on there. A couple other things I mentioned when they were looking for story ideas. As everyone knows, Burger King took on the Burger King Corporation. The Hoots family started the Burger King locally, and once Burger King became established and became a national chain, they decided to sue the local Burger King, because they're like, hey, you're taking our name, and you know that's copyright infringement. Well, the Hoots family took on the big guys, and they won. So Burger King is not allowed to have a place within 25 miles of us. I think it's great history for Mattoon, and they're still in business today. They're doing a great job. We love to have them. A couple other things I wanted to mention. As Carl mentioned, this is the library, and the library was founded in 1903, started by a $25,000 grant, believe it or not, from Andrew Carnegie, the famous entrepreneur, you know, from the New York area. And, you know, it's just been great to have this beautiful building downtown for these many years. We're excited to have it. We're excited to have the library with the robots and the middle school kids out there showcasing what these robots can do. It's just great to have the library involved. We're also going to have Artsy Chic Studios, who are going to be doing a painting contest. We have some live bands that are going to be playing there. We have a couple food vendors who are going to be there. And then Cruisin' Broadway is going to have a bunch of vehicles down there. So we have a lot of exciting things going on. It's going to be a great event.
Yeah, that sounds great. So through the week, as I understand it, will Mattoon and the region will be featured on various newscasts. And then on Friday is the live event where they'll have some of their anchors or many of their anchors out at Heritage Park. Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
Yep, they're going to have two booths out there. They're actually going to start it's going to be all day, but the main event is from 5 to 7. It looks like they're talking about starting a morning show actually at Downtown Diner, which is another historic building downtown. It's been around forever. It has changed hands a few times. But right now it's Hubbard's Downtown Diner, but they're going to have an event there. And then, you know, during the week, again, they're going to be covering some stories. A couple of the other interesting stories that they're going to showcase is De Beers and House Brothers, which are actually right next to each other. Those are two of the only existing businesses that are still in the same location back from the early 1900s. Both of those buildings and have been the same ownership and been in the same location for both for all this time, and it's just a great thing to, you know, showcase and highlight in Mattoon. So
this is a way for the chamber and the city and entities like the library to promote the region and promote their services and kind of showcase what we have to do here in Mattoon.
Absolutely. It's exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun. We hope to see you out there.
We look forward to it. Ed, thank you. We're going to move now to talk a few minutes with Janaea Carter. Janaea will be an eighth grader in the fall at the Mattoon Middle School. She's been one of the volunteers we have here at the library through the summer to help us with some of our programming. She gets volunteer hours toward the National Junior Honor Society. We have several young people who help us all summer, and we very much appreciate their help. So Janaea is going to lead the activity we have in the park on Friday, which I know we said earlier was 5 to 7, but I understand now that with CI Living in town, you can expect the activity in the park on Friday to be 4 to 7. So, Janaea, tell us about the robots that we have here at the library and how you program them and what people can expect to see on Friday afternoon.
Well, the robots, how I programmed them was through a bunch of apps that came with them. So, basically, you open the app and it helps you control and helps you them to know what to say. So like if you want them to say hello, you press hello and then you connect it to these other variables that help you program them, help them to say hello to you. So at Heritage Park, the library is doing, we're going to have the robots out and we're going to be controlling them, we're doing activities with them. The robots are Dot and Dash, and we can play multiple things with them together and individually. So, yeah.
What are some of the things the robots can do? You mentioned that they can talk. What are some of the other things that robots can be programmed to do?
Well, it came with accessories. So one accessory helps you to clean up things around the library. So, like, if someone makes a mess, you clean it up like with Legos, then you clean up with this roadblock thing that we had that we attached to the robots. They can pick and bowl. You can play bowling with them. You can play hot potato with Dot. You can clean up with Dash. And those are kind of just some of the things that they can do.
Yeah, and you control them with your cell phone. I know I've seen you do this, but you actually control them with your cell phone. Is
yes,
that right?
Yes. There, I have all the apps on my phone so that, I control them using my phone.
Yeah. Cool. I know you use the robots with some of our programs, including the YMCA summer camps and some of the young people that are in those camps. What kind of response do you get from the people who you work with?
They love it. I mean, they just go kind of crazy when I bring them out and I control them with my phone. They love to see what I can do with them, what I can make them do. I can make them change colors. They like the siren that you can do, like a police car siren. They love to watch me clean up stuff and work with the robot, so yeah.
Now, some of us just don't know a whole lot about apps, maybe a little bit, but so how did you learn how to use these? I mean, just come naturally, or what's the process to learn how to program a robot?
Yeah, it kind of came naturally. I mean, it's kind of step by step. So I also took an industrial tech class, so that kind of helped me with programming and stuff. It's kind of like common sense, kind of. You kind of just take it step by step, like I said. So I put them together. I kind of figured out how they worked. I looked into the instructions. They told me to get the app, so I got the app, and we just took it step from step by there. It's actually quite easy, and they're lots of fun, so.
Let's finish and talk just a little bit about the Junior Honor Society and what some of the requirements are for that. And so tell me about the Junior Honor Society at the middle school.
Well, I didn't know it existed until I was called out of class to come to the cafeteria. They told me about what was going on, and I was like, wow, I made this. First, your GPA has to be higher than 3.8 or higher. And you have to fill out a paper that, like, what your achievements are, what kind of activities that you do, community service that you've logged, like helping chili supper at the school. Like, that could be something that you've done. Awards that you've gotten, and those will go to people that declare who's going to be on in JHS and who isn't. So they collect all of that and they score them by points. And then there's the teacher, the ones you give to an essentials teacher and one that you give to a teacher that you have. And then they will point you, they will grade you kind of by points, how good you are in class, how well you listen, how good your work is, who kind of you are in class. And then that'll all go into the points that you get, and you have to have, I believe it's 100 points or more, I believe. So, yeah.
And volunteering is one of the ways that you collect points, is that right?
Yeah. So like some of us didn't have a lot, like me, I didn't have a whole bunch of that. But that isn't just because you don't have a lot of that doesn't mean that you can't get in. And so, you have to have 30 hours before the end of third quarter this year, for school. And if you don't, then you have to get kicked out of the.
And why did you choose the library as a place to, use some of your volunteer hours or to spend some of your volunteer time?
I decided, you know, I've always seen myself, you know, working at the public library. I'd actually never been here before, so I figured it would be a fun experience for me. And I liked books, and I liked kids, so I figured why not, and I just went from there, and it's really fun, so.
Good. Well, Janae, we really appreciate all your hard work this summer, working with the youth. We look forward to seeing you and many others in the community at Heritage Park on Friday. And we wish you all the best in the upcoming school year. So congratulations and thanks.
Thank you.